Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen.
Amen.
It's been quite the week for Jesus and his followers. They've returned to Jerusalem, been welcomed by cheering crowds, a donkey or two, shouted hosannas, had their way paved with palm fronds. Jesus has been to the temple, overturning tables, driving out the money changers and merchants from this sacred space, implicitly challenging the religious authorities who had allowed them to be there in the first place. And now, tonight, Jesus and his disciples gather around a table to share a meal. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this meal is the Passover Seder. But here, in John's Gospel, it is just an evening meal before Passover has even begun. An ordinary meal on an ordinary night. But then Jesus does something extraordinary. During supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel about himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he had tied around him. Peter is taken aback. Lord, you will never wash my feet. It is inconceivable to Peter that Jesus, the man he believes is the Messiah, God come into the world in human form, the King of kings and Lord of lords, might humble himself and kneel down before him. Take Peter's feet in his hands and wash away the grit and grime of the world. It is an act of service, an act of tenderness, an act of love. And when Jesus had finished making his way around the table, washing the feet of all of the 12, he resumes his place at the table and asks a simple question. Do you know what I have done to you? They have no answer. Do we, with our 2,000 years of hindsight, have an answer? Do we really know what Jesus has done to us, for us? At this ordinary meal on this ordinary night, Jesus shows us what he means when he talks about God and the Son of Man being glorified. In God's economy, glory is not found in triumphant processions. Glory is not found in the accumulation of worldly wealth or political power. Glory is not measured in numbers of followers or spheres of influence. Glory is found in quiet, humble, loving acts of service, in active demonstrations of self-giving love, in emptying rather than promoting oneself. The Son of Man, Jesus, receives glory by kneeling before his disciples and serving them. In describing this powerful act, Jeremy Taylor, a 17th century Anglican priest and theologian, writes, "He chose to wash their feet that he might have the opportunity of a more humble posture and a more apt signification of his charity. Thus God lays everything aside that he may serve his servants. Heaven stoops to earth, and the miseries of humanity, which were next to infinite, are excelled by a mercy equal to the immensity of God." Jesus shows us what it means to follow him and serve God. Serve the world. And then he delivers what very well could be the thesis statement of his entire time on earth. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." It's as simple as that. We are to love one another, to be the embodiment of God's unfathomably vast and deep love for all of us, to tenderly and compassionately care for those who have been battered and dirtied by the world, to set aside our own pride and ambition, just as Jesus set aside his outer robe, and to humble ourselves in front of our friends and neighbors and serve them with no expectation of reciprocity or benefit for ourselves. To love so fiercely and persistently that our actions will preach the good news of God's love to the entire world around us. Do we know what Jesus has done for us? He has loved us. Loved us in ways that we can't even begin to fathom. Loved us all the way to the cross. And in loving us, he has changed us forever. His love has saved us from our own sinful, broken, and very human ways. His love has drawn us back into God's eager embrace. May we all know and share that love tonight and tomorrow and every tomorrow until we are reunited in God's blessed company. Amen.